Tango Mobile. Bay 2 Tango Mobile.
So what? N0TR stationary.
Rain.
My niece, I thought it was raining out, and she says, no, it was just condensation on the concrete.
It's light rain. It comes and goes. I'm seeing a little bit brighter area right now than I did when I pulled in over here at the hearing aid office. And now I'm back out. I'm going to go look for me some filters to fit my air conditioning system. See what they have over here at Lowe's before I go to Sam's Club and see what they got. So anyway, that's what I'm out doing this morning, and had to go pick up a couple items at Walmart that I was out of, and that's the best place to buy them price-wise.
It's got filters, I'm sure of that, and so does Home Despot. Oh, I just sat here watching an old Western and finished up my bowl of cream of wheat and a piece of toast with peanut butter and jelly on it, and that was breakfast.
A cup of coffee and a bowl of sliced strawberries that I'd sliced up yesterday and put a little tiny bit of sugar on them and put them in the fridge in a glass bowl and sealed it. I had some of those for breakfast this morning.
A bunch of white grapes, too. And, Patricia's over there reading, and I'm just watching an old Western here, Cheyenne. I wanted to go out and jack the front of the boat up and see if any water comes out the back, but I think I'll forget that for today. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, shoot, Rusty. I worked a couple of little stations last night on HF, but that's about it.
My radio, and I was going to check into a net, and the net that was supposed to be caught, the guy that normally calls it had sent a message out, but he waited till 5:30 to let people know he wasn't going to be home in time from the job to, he's one of these self-employed people, waited till 5:30 to send the message out and try to get someone to call a net that starts at 7 o'clock, or actually, you have to be on the air and start taking pre-net check-ins at 6:30, so. Anyway, and that didn't come about, so there was no net there, and I was working on a couple other things and sat down back in my chair and was watching Bones on TV, and next thing I knew, it was after midnight, so I got up, went and crawled into the bed, and still slept a total of over 8 hours last night. My body said I needed to rest up.
I was up at midnight, 2 and 4, and finally slept till 6:50. Standard operating procedure for me. Oh, the grass is really looking pretty out there. We got that fertilizer down just ahead of this last big rain, and boy, it just popped up green.
Some fertilizer and put some out for what grass I do have growing out there and see if I can get it up to start growing a little bit more. And make it work and everything. So anyhow, well, it's not raining right this minute. In fact, I see a little bit of break in the clouds up there, and it looks like I can see sunshine off on the other clouds up there. I can't see any on the ground down here, but seems to be breaking up a little bit right now, but not a lot. So you could probably go out there and tilt the boat up and see if it leaks any water without getting wet yourself, unless you stood behind it where the drain is.
Was posted. Bernice got that Western on. Sorry about the noise in the background. But the weatherman, I thought, said that rain was supposed to start late and get a lot of it during the night.
Here they were saying we should start getting rain about 11 o'clock, and then I noticed today it said about 10, and then it was supposed to drop back to only about a 20%, you know, 20% after that. And, you know, and like I said, it's, you know, and then late tonight we're supposed to get some more rain about midnight is what I was seeing on the weather report a while ago before I left the house. So, I don't know. You get it figured out and Mother Nature gives you a little hint in your ear, let us all know, you know.
Well, I just fired up my phone, and it shows the rain starting at 9 o'clock tonight at 50% and then going up to 90 for Saturday. But, let's see here. Looks like it, yeah, it rains all night, Rusty.
See, and it, earlier when I was checking it, it was showing starting up about around 11 o'clock tonight and raining all night long. So, oh, well, it is what it is. Well, I've arrived over here at the Lowe's, and I'm going to park in one of these parts that says, spots that says veteran parking only, since I'm a veteran. And then they can fuss at me if they want. In fact, I'm going to actually pull through, so I'm in the one facing out. And I'm going to go run in here and see what they have for putting in the heat system for filters. So, anyway, now all I got to do is figure out where to go find them. I'll talk to you in a little bit. N0TRW2T73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Have a good day. I got to run down the hall anyways. It's W2T N0TR clear. W4Head take you at Simpsonville. Or anybody out near say what? The lights is not all been off about 45 minutes, or? What you need, Eddie? I was going to run down the hall here to the restroom pretty quick. I didn't hear all of it. My wife had a TV on over here. This is N0TR, Tango Romeo. And Tom, we've talked before.
Okay, I bought a battery here in the house and a big antenna, but the lights went off about an hour ago, and I haven't seen nobody to talk to, and I don't know.
Roger, you broke up there at the very last. You haven't seen anybody to talk to, but, and then I didn't hear anything after that, Eddie. I would say you need to call your energy provider. You know, ours is Duke Energy up here. I don't know how you're set up on your phone, but we get notices if the power goes off, but and how long it's going to be before it comes on. And they're just estimates, of course. But we got a Generac automatic generator system, so doesn't affect us too much.
I got a battery out here that runs some of the stuff when the lights go off, and radio especially, but I'm running about 6 watts probably at this repeater. Anyhow, we let you go. What a whole job.
Morning. Good luck on your power there, but I would dial up my power company and see what you can find out. 73s. This is N0TR clear.
Okay, the battery's getting weak now, so we'll see. It's W4NTQ.
W4NTQ, this is KQ4NLU.
NLU, I think, wasn't open the ears pretty good then, yet. This W4NTQ in Simpsonville.
See, my name is Ken. I live up near Traveler's Rest. I heard your comment, and I just got on the Duke Power website, and it looks like there's about 1,000 people, about 1,400 people without power down in the Simpsonville area. There's no cause known at this time, and I guess they're not yet sure how soon it's going to be back on.
Okay, thank you a lot, and I'll just maybe get my evening nap a little bit earlier here. It's W4NTQ in the Hanover's Eddie in Simpsonville.
Did you hear what I said? The CW came on right there when I was talking, I think. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, yeah, I got your last transmission over.
Great. Well, it's good talking to you today, Eddie. I hope that power comes on soon, and take care, okay? This is KQ4 NLU clear.
The battery, car battery, kicks in some stuff when the lights go off. So I think it's about, I need to charge it. Don't have nothing to charge it with right now. So this WONDQ NDSM will be off.